Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
To the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show, and this is week 255, sorry, when I get the right teeth in, and we have the welcome return of our lovely guest, Mary E. Gates, and she's our angel communicator, and she's a crystal therapist, teacher, and she became a certified crystal therapist through the Reiki Blessing School, and she gives talks and workshops and as well as channeling messages from the angels for your healing. So if you'd like to call in a little bit later, we have about 8 callers on the switchboard now. This is Jan Christie, by the way. Around this time, we usually go over to meet Gary Moore over there in the United States of Oregon, but it's holidays there, so maybe he's not coming. I'm not quite sure today. But if you'd like to call in a while, the number to call in is 646-929-0461, and if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And in this show, we create a worldwide circle of love and light, and we have callers usually from all over the world, Brazil, Singapore, and Finland sometimes. And so right now we're going to have a big group hug. And so I'd like you to send love and light from your heart to the next person who's beside you, even if you don't know who they are. And we're going to have a great big cosmic kiss. So there you go. And I'd like you all close your eyes just for one moment and imagine the most perfect you that you can imagine. And that is the real you. Okay then, before we bring our lovely Mary on, we're going to play a song that she requested, and it's Selena Gomez, Naturally. Dance on your bottom. Song there. I was dancing on my bottom to that one. I hope you were. Anyway, for those who don't know me, this is Jan Christie. I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom, somewhere near Liverpool, not far out of Liverpool, Beatle Land. And right now we're going to bring our lovely Mary on air. Are you there, Mary?
I'm here. Thanks, Jan.
Hiya. Great to have you back on. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love being here.
Oh, it's always lovely to have you here.
And
we've got about 8 callers already on the switchboard waiting for some of your lovely lovely messages from you. So, but you were going to just say a few words before we bring them on, weren't you?
Oh, sure. I'd like to. Yes. Let's see. It's really interesting because forever I've loved rocks and shells and always collected them. And then a really dear friend of me, she gave me the passion test, and Naomi happens to be on today. Thanks, Naomi, for supporting me. I love you. And we found out that in taking that test that crystals, angels were my passion. So that's when I started working with angels and crystals, and it's opened all kinds of doors for me. I've met wonderful people. And I was guided to Jan, and so I love being here with all of you. Thank you for having me, Jan.
How lovely. Oh, thank you for being here. And same with me. Look, I'm here through the power of the angels. So, that's lovely. So are you ready to take a caller?
Yes, I am ready.
Oh, great. Well, Naomi's saying she loves you too, Mary, and you rock.
Excuse the I was rocking in my seat with that song. Yeah.
Okay, well, the first caller we're going to bring on is Jill. She's been waiting about 28 minutes up to now. So are you there, Jill?
Hello.
Hiya.
Oh,
where
hi,
are you calling us from, Jill?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Do you have a question for Mary, or do you want her to just give you what she gets?
She could give me what she gets. I am also having, you know, I have issues with money because I was told I was not deserving.
Oh, okay. Let's fix that right now. I would like you to say, I am that deserving I am.
I am that deserving I am.
Right. So then what you're doing is you're putting out in the universe that you are deserving, because all of us are. And so that changes the attitude from negative to positive, so that you're open, your arms are open to receive that abundance.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, would you like me to pull some cards for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's a perfect card that I have these face down, so I didn't see this. This is what I was guided to pull for you. The card that the angels guided me to pull for you is called Visualize Success. See yourself doing well in this situation and have faith in a positive outcome. So saying, I am that deserving I am, you could say that in your mirror as your mantra. Say that three times a day, three times a day, because that makes it the number 9, which is a divine number. And so what you're doing is you're opening your heart, because that's part of loving yourself as well as loving others. Because when you say when you don't deserve something, that means you don't, it's like you don't deserve it because you don't love yourself. So we want to change that to, I am loving myself and I am deserving of all that I desire. So financial success is what you desire, and that's what you deserve. So a crystal card that I'm going to pull for you is an Azurite card. And this Azurite card is a beautiful blue and purple card, which has to do with the throat chakra as well as the third eye. So with your throat chakra, having the Azurite placed on your throat chakra, which is what I'm doing remotely, would be a way of opening your chakra. So believe in yourself, for you have the ability to materialize anything that are in your dreams. So having self-confidence, creativity, expanding awareness is all of that opening up your throat chakra, which the Azurite is doing right now. So your angels and your guides are right there with you, cheering you on to open yourself up more and speak your truth and not let others put their negative energy on you, saying you don't deserve. Just delete that out of your mind, because you do. Is that making sense for you?
Yes. Okay. It does.
Good. And how do you feel now?
I feel clearer, actually.
I can tell in your voice and your energy that it's like there was some darkness there, and all of a sudden the light just kind of like went ba-boom.
Yes.
Good. So keep just, do you know what an Azurite crystal looks like?
Is it a green color?
It's a bluish purple color.
Okay, no.
It's a very high vibrating crystal. And so that's what I'm placing in your throat chakra right now. And later on, if you want to, you could do, it's spelled Azurite. And you can look it up on the Google it on the internet, and it'll show you the crystal, and that's what you can visualize by placing it on your heart chakra and saying, I am that deserving I am.
Okay.
Okay? Good. Oh, and by the way, you have a guide behind you that is a female energy, and I have to laugh because she smells like apple pie.
Okay.
And I think it's a great grandmother And so she's holding up a wooden spoon, cheering you on.
Okay.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what I think too. So she's giving you the high sign to follow your dreams.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lovely message.
Yes, it is.
Oh. And if anybody else out there can take anything that Mary says, it's meant for you too. So if anybody else out there is feeling undeserving, we're all deserving. We're all gods in our way. We're all very, very powerful beings. So just remember that.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call, Jill. You can always
thank
ring
you.
Back. When you become a millionaire, ring us back and let
okay.
us know how you went on. Okay, then. But,
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, and thanks for your call. And
thank you.
And thank you for that
thank
lovely
you.
Message, Mary. That was gorgeous. And can I bring
thank
our
you.
Skype caller on who's been waiting for half an hour, 33 minutes?
Sure. Yes.
Do you mind? Okay.
Right, so go ahead.
Okay. Hello. Who's the Skype caller, please?
Hi. My name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. You're live on air with Mary. Have you a question for Mary?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mary. I wanted to find out if the angels could come through for me today. I in my neighborhood, there's been some upheaval, but also there's been some developments. And I'd like to know... what type of support am I getting from the angels or from guides or anyone that comes through? I have a piece of land that I keep, and I heal with it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm surrounded by people that have destroyed, and they're not supposed to, given the covenants. And I'd like to find out if there's going to be some positive developments in this area, because I'd like to see.
Is this like a natural forest area that is like a preserve?
It's not a preserve. I've left it all natural.
Oh, okay.
And I was told to leave it that way, not only by the seller, but also by spirit.
Oh, no, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And your name is Patricia?
Yes.
Patricia, what I'm receiving a message right now from Archangel Ariel. Now, she is the Archangel of Strength and Courage, and she is guiding me to tell you that, yes, there is something that we can do right here, all of us actually, because the more love and light we can send to that area. So what I'm going to do is call in all the angel sentries and guardian angels with Archangel Ariel and surround that property with a beautiful white grid of light. And what that will do is totally protect that that property from any more harm or negative energy.
Okay.
And what that does, it's like putting a crystal grid of white all around there, and that white light withstands anything, and negativity may not enter that, or anybody that is negative out to destroy something cannot enter it either.
Yeah.
So that.
Go ahead.
Okay, and now for yourself. Have you been attacked by anybody or received any hate mail or anything due to this property?
No, not at all. I just
okay.
have neighbors that are very lazy, and they've
okay.
they've let their weeds grow like trees, and they fly into my property and infest the area, and I have to put forth extra effort to take out these weeds. And this land is preserved for the natural wildlife, which I
mm-hmm.
love. And
okay.
these weeds, I don't want them on my property. And it's the people that live around here.
Right, right. I understand. Let's see. What I'm gonna do is pull a card right now for you. Is let's see. The card that I've pulled is it's called Be Willing to Forgive. Ask the angels to clear your mind and body of any past pain in exchange for peacefulness. Because what I'm getting is that this has happened before, possibly to you in another lifetime or at another property, where that your love for the land was abused by others that didn't have love for the land. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that and understand that.
Okay. And then I'm going to pull also a crystal card for you for your own peace of mind. And what it is a pyrite. And a pyrite is a really good grounding stone. Works very well because you work a lot with Mother Earth because of your love for natural beauty. So the pyrite is a really wonderful crystal for you because it will ground you. With forgiving of yourself, you'll also be grounded to Mother Gaia, who will also help you be like a tree, if that makes any sense. So with your roots going into Mother Gaia, it builds up your trunk, your arms reach out so that you can reach the sky and accept the divine love that's all around you. That's what I'm seeing you do. Is that making sense to you?
Absolutely. When I first moved to this property, I started out on my hands and knees, pulling every single weed by hand and crying, actually, to the earth, literally tears because of what I was witnessing all around.
Mm-hmm.
It just really hurt me, and I worked so hard.
And I feel that. I feel that love that you have in that pain, but the angels do want me to tell you that, and Archangel Jophiel is the angel of beauty. So what she wants you to do is instead of seeing a weed, and I know that weed is you know, that you want to pull it out, but see that weed as something of beauty because it did grow. And amazingly enough, some of these weeds are actually used for medicinal purposes, like dandelions and nettles, and they make great tea. So what the Archangel Jophiel wants you to do is work with her so that you can see the beauty that is all around you. And is that making sense?
Yes. When I pull the weeds, actually, I apologize to Mother Earth and to the weed itself. But these
okay.
are weeds that do not belong in this region of the country. They were brought here thousands of years ago or hundreds
okay.
of years ago. And they're I leave all the other types of weeds beneficial, but these ones turn into thorns, and each weed contains thousands of seeds, and they
okay.
do infest. Yeah, I have to get them out. Unfortunately, I don't want to, but I have to.
And here's another thought too, that do you have any rocks on your property?
Yes, I have many different types of stones and rocks, which I do not touch. I leave them as they are.
Okay, because I was getting the message that you could take some of those rocks and place those right there by the weeds. Because what that will do is it sends a lot of love in that area. It also sends that love to Mother Gaia, because where those weeds are is kind of like it's like a negative area, and that's why those thorns are growing there, those thorny plants. So putting rocks there actually sends a lot of love right to Mother Gaia. And I'm getting that it actually is going to get rid of the roots of those weeds.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking about putting a fence up between me and my neighbor, and that would kind of diffuse some of the weeds from blowing
okay.
in.
So that's probably why I was getting those rocks, is to put some sort of a I don't want to use the word boundary, because I, you know, I don't want to say, you know, we have to put boundaries around us, but that would, having something beautiful there would be a positive instead of the negative, and get rid of that pain and that negative in that area.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that were the problem. They moved out. They were forced
okay.
out, actually.
Have you ever saged?
Oh, I'm surrounded by sage, and I do bring
okay.
it in. Yes,
because you can also plant sage in that area, and that will bring a lot of love back into that area. You know, the herb sage that is not necessarily the burning one, but the one that has the kind of like silver, the larger silver leaves.
Oh, yes. I have different types of natural. They're all natural. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I see
they are beautiful. And that, too, with the rocks and the sage right there, that's going to kind of block the weeds from continuing growing, because the sage roots actually are very powerful of getting rid of weeds, because have sage, so that might help too. It's just a suggestion from Archangel Jophiel.
Yes, thank you for that. And yes,
oh sure, you're welcome.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure there's some positive developments, and the angels are watching, and they know what I'm going through here.
Right. They know what you're going through, and they're totally surrounding you and the property. And also now that white light is all around there, so that is going to just bring a lot of love into that area, which you're doing, and that love will counteract all the negative energy.
Yes, I thank you for that. I appreciate
oh, sure.
anything
and
that helps me.
And thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you
can
for your call, Patricia. Sorry, Mary.
I will. Well,
that's
it's
okay.
turning more and more beautiful every day, and I so appreciate it. It's just so amazing what nature can develop into.
That's true.
Well,
she's your Archangel Jophiel is your guide, so continue to ask her to help you see all the beauty around you, and more beauty will just be blooming right there.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Patricia.
Brilliant. Yeah,
thank
thanks a lot, Patricia. Many
day.
Blessings to you, too.
You too,
well,
thanks.
I've got loads of nettles in around the farm, which I do try to get rid of a lot of them if I can. But when I don't get rid of them, I always find that they're just absolutely full of butterflies. The butterflies love the nettles.
They do. They really do.
Yeah, sometimes maybe we shouldn't always be getting rid of everything that we don't like the look of because, you know, they're there for some reason or another, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True. I'm learning that myself.
But I know what you mean, Patricia, because, you know, I think nettles, you know, like the dreaded nettles. And
oh,
people
I would
make
keep
nettle
the nettle.
Tea. I know people make nettle tea and all sorts of things. I think it's just our attitude to what we see, doesn't it? You know, if it doesn't look just right to us, we want to get rid of it. But maybe we don't always do the right thing. So I think I would throw it up to the universe and say, universe, if you want rid of these nettles, please help me, or thistles, please help me to get rid of them. And if not, you know, so be it.
Yeah, I have to do it, though, because these turn into brown thorns, and they're a really bad hazard in our area. They don't even belong here. They're non-native.
Right.
The native weeds, I keep them. They're beneficial. Mm. But anything that is non-native, it's very harmful to the property. They should have never been brought here in the first place. They brought them here hundreds of years ago. That's the problem. But otherwise, I would keep them. I keep everything.
Yeah, well, just enjoy the land, because it's beautiful to have the land.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. And good luck with that.
Thank you.
And we'll put you back on hold, if you don't mind, and we'll bring Donna on. She's been waiting 45 minutes. So we're just going to mute Patricia. Thank you for your call, Patricia. And are you still there, Donna?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dan.
Hiya. Okay, did you have a question for our Mary, or did you want to...
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Donna.
I've been out of a relationship with a man for about 6 years, and he passed away, and I would like to attract a loving, kind man that would like to be in a relationship, you know, as a partner, and, you know, possibly a marriage, and so I wanted to know, you know, what the angels are saying about this.
Okay, let me pull a card for you. Okay.
Thank
Let's
you.
See. The card that I should say the angels guided me to pull is a card that says release. And what this card says is work with Archangel Michael to let go of what no longer serves you or your purpose. So, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, what does this card have to do with what you just asked? But I'm going to ask you a question. In the relationship that you had with your former man that you loved, let's see, was it a good working relationship of, like, giving and receiving?
Yes, that's what
okay.
I'd like to have, a giving and receiving
okay.
relationship.
Okay. So in any past relationships, was there a part where maybe there was a little bit more control taken control on you, in other words, somebody taking your control and a little
yes.
overpowering of energy?
Yes, he drank too much, and that was a problem
okay.
for me because I'm not a drinker.
Okay,
yeah.
So now I understand why this card was pulled. Okay, so what Archangel Michael wants you to do, because he's guiding you right now, he wants you to let go of that emotion that was tied up with the man's illness of drinking, and forgive yourself because that had nothing to do with you. That was his issue, because I guess there's still a little bit of pain in your heart from that relationship, and also in your solar plexus, which is your energy center. There's like Archangel Michael is wanting you to take back your control. So that of loving yourself so that you can move on to have that loving, giving and receiving relationship that you are desiring.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of nurturing and, yeah, looking after my health and meditate every day for an hour. And, yeah, I walk on the ocean for an hour, you know, in the water. And, yeah, so I do a lot of nurturing things.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then do you ever call upon Archangel Michael to be with you by any chance? Or any of the angels? Hello, did I lose you, Donna?
Hello?
Hello, Donna, did I lose you?
Hi, what are the number do you like?
Excuse me?
Is that Donna?
Hello?
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 Hi, Donna.
Hello? We've got a loop somewhere, sound loop.
Oh, is it my phone? No, I think I'm still on with you, Jan. If I can hear you and you can hear me, I'm still here.
Hello?
Yeah. Donna's saying hello. Donna.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Donna. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. For some reason, we were disconnected there for a bit.
Right. I think maybe the fairies are having fun with us, I guess. Okay, so I pulled a crystal card for you. So what I'm doing is, are you familiar with a crystal called the rhodonite?
No, I'm not.
It's a very beautiful dark pink with black inclusion crystal. So what I'm doing is I'm putting that crystal up to your heart chakra, which is between your throat chakra and your solar plexus. Because what you're doing, walking in nature, Archangel Michael is saying that he wants you to also find your joy and love yourself.
Yes.
And when you love yourself and find that joy, what it is going to do is it's just going to open your heart up, and you're just going to be like a people magnet to connect with the man of your dreams, let's say. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wonderful.
And you're probably going to bump into him on the beach.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And the funny thing Donna, now you live in Santa Barbara and I live in Goleta, and I walk the beach a lot myself. I wouldn't be surprised if I walk on the beach with you and didn't even know it.
I know. I mean, so that, it very well could be, I know. Oh, my gosh.
So, it's such a small world.
Yes. And I'm also getting that another archangel would like to work with you, and that's Archangel Chamuel, and he's the love angel. So what? And he's also the finding angel. So with working with opening up your heart, he's also going to help you find that loving man.
Oh, very nice. Mm. Okay. Should I talk to Chamuel and Archangel Michael?
Yes, you can talk to them, and or if you feel more comfortable with writing to them, okay. And then yes, and then you'll start getting those kind of inner murmurings of answers to your questions, and you may even see, you know, flashes of pink light or blue light or white light, so that you know. I kind of get that you feel energy anyway. That you feel?
I do, absolutely. I'm kind of like an empath, yeah.
That's what I thought, because I can kind of feel your energy. So you'll be able to feel their energy around you. So you just ask them to be with you, and they will. And you'll have a sense of Archangel Michael's energy and Archangel Chamuel's. And I won't tell you what their energy is like, because that's for you to find out for you.
Yes, it seems like when I'm in a high vibration, I can pick up on the different energies of the higher beings. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So it's good that you walk the beach, because that keeps you grounded, and because as an empath, empaths have a tendency to just be really scattered and flighty. So walking that beach and putting your feet in the sand and the salt water is really good grounding for you.
Yes, and I plan on swimming now too. Every day I'm going to help in the ocean.
I'll see you out there, Donna.
All right.
Yeah. Tell you what. Next time you both go on the beach, wear a red flower.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, then.
Well, thank you,
Mary. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me know if you connect up, you two. Okay, I'm going to put Donna back on hold because we have had someone waiting for about 48 minutes, and it's area code. Are you okay? Do you want a drink or anything, Mary?
Oh, I just took a sip of water. Thanks.
All right. I don't want to be cracking the whip. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. I'm having fun.
Oh, great. We have area code 313. And
hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit,
Hi,
Michigan.
Sherelle.
Oh,
hi, Sherelle.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
Hiya. Welcome
Thank you.
I'm fine. I just would like the angels to deliver the messages without no cards.
Oh, okay. You just want to hear? Okay, sure.
Thank you.
So you just want a message from your angels and your guides.
Yes.
Okay. My question is, are you going through an emotional time right now?
Yeah, just a little.
A little? Okay. Just all of us, I think, can we give Sherelle a hug? Because I'm really feeling the sadness
you.
In you.
Oh, so everybody.
Everybody's giving you a hug, Sherelle.
Yeah.
We're giving you
thank
air
you.
Hug.
I need it. Really appreciate it.
And your angels and your guides just want you to know that for you to ask them for help with this situation, this emotional challenge that you have right now, to not give up, because they can't work with us until we actually ask them, because of our free choice, our free will. So they are asking me to tell you that they're right there by you and they're ready to help you with this situation.
Now, is it with this guy I'm dealing with? Is it with a relationship or everything? Or is it with this specific guy?
I'm getting that it was with a particular man. Yeah, a particular man who is kind of playing with your heart, shall we say?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Archangel Chamuel to be with you, the love angel, so that to surround you in his loving pink energy. And I'm also going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you to help you with strength and courage and also for protection. I understand this man has kind of some negative energy around him, and it's kind of affecting you.
I'm trying to think, because I have two men. I don't know. Is it the Michael or Sam that you kind of close to? Because I don't know. I'm confused. I have two men around me at the moment.
You have two men vying for your attention right at this moment?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
One
aren't
of them named them. Yeah, one of them named Michael, one of them named Sam. But I'm more attracted to the Michael more
okay.
than the other guy. So I don't know who.
So you want to know who to choose?
Yeah, well, yeah. You could say that, or you could tell me which way you said I was kind of playing with my feelings. Because I don't know myself.
Because with your angels and guides, I can't tell you who to choose, of course, because that's only in your heart. But then, okay, so a suggestion would be to, in your communication with these gentlemen, find out who the one that you're more compatible with and want to spend your time with and have passion with.
Okay, I know who that would be.
And who makes your heart sing. And you want to be with.
Okay. So how do my guys send messages to me as
I'm sorry, could you say that again? Pardon me, there was a little squeak there and I didn't quite catch
all
that.
How does her guide send messages to her?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a sense that you actually hear in your heart. You hear in your head, you hear sounds.
Oh, really? I probably do, but just don't pay attention to it. Because I'm an empath myself, and I'm very intuitive. Also.
You're very intuitive.
Yeah.
But do you get, like, inner murmurings in your heart or in your head?
Like, what does that mean specifically?
Just like kind of like a knowing or kind of like a hearing of voices?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. That's what I thought. So besides having the sense of feeling, you know, as an empath, you also are gifted with kind of the knowing and also hearing. So not hearing voices.
So clairaudient.
Right, clairaudient.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you're talking to your angels, you can also ask the angels in your guides questions. And you can also ask them, if you have, like, doubt about the answer, thinking, doubting mm-hmm. yourself, you can also ask them to show you signs, like, and they will, like feathers, coins.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Because I was just kind of confused, like, do I get my messages through the physical world, through people's conversations, through the TV, through license plates? You know, and I'm familiar with the signs and the messages, but I just don't realize them because there's so much stuff going on.
Right, and so
I realized one sign, like, my grandmother, she comes to me as butterflies.
As butterflies?
Yes.
Yes, but then you also have another guide that comes to you in, let's say, like a bird singing outside your door or your window.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know. Or a woodpecker?
That.
A woodpecker?
Oh, I didn't know.
Kind of like
maybe I should notice that.
Kind of like a tap, 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 because that's kind of a message for you. Anyway, let's see what I was going to say. I just lost my train of thought. Okay, and being that you are really gifted, I'm also getting a sense from your angels and your guides that they want you to ground yourself, like ground yourself to Mother Earth, because that way you're going to be able to hear those messages and those knowings much stronger.
Okay.
So
I didn't
know
that either.
Yeah, like walking in a forest, hugging a tree, or just meditating in a quiet area and just asking your mind to quiet so that you can hear those messages.
Yeah, I do meditate, see, but I don't
okay.
feel here or anything.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm, yeah, I don't know. I do meditate,
okay.
though.
Okay. Yeah, because they want you to like, still your mind, meaning quiet your mind so that they can get through to you because they have messages for you. That's okay. Why the woodpecker's been pecking on that wood.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that. Wow. Because also when I'm outside, I see fairies, orbs, energies. When I'm outside, it just be like balls of stuff floating in the air. And I was just kind of curious, like, is that, you know, a sign of clairvoyance? Because I don't know what I see outside. It just be like little things be floating. Sometimes it be squiggly lines. Yeah.
Squiggly lines and fairies and
yeah.
Light. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's all. Right, so your third eye is opening up. So when you're quiet your mind, then you get to that'll enhance all your gifts.
Yeah, that only happens when I'm outside. Sometimes I see it in the house too, just be self-focused.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, ladies, but we're going to have to move along speedily because we're going to run out of time here if we're not careful.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No problem.
And we've
thank
got
you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherelle.
So thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Sherelle,
you
for your call. And
thank you.
Call in again anytime.
Yeah.
I'll just put you on mute and bring someone on who's been waiting for 53 minutes on another area code 805. So not far from you again, Mary. And
okay.
We'll just see who this is on area code 805. What's your name? You're live on air. Hello. Having said that, maybe they're not going to speak. Maybe they're shy. They have been waiting about 50 minutes, though.
Oh,
so,
okay. I'm sorry. That's
No. It's okay. It's not your fault. Right. It's just one of those things, isn't it? We get carried away, don't we, with the conversation? Okay.
Sure.
So I think I'll just put area code 805 back on hold again. Maybe they're just listening.
Okay.
And we'll bring on area code 661. Hello. You're live on air with Mary. Who's speaking? Hello, are you there? 661. I think everybody's shy today.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
don't
then.
Don't be shy.
Were you going to speak, 661? If not, I'll just put you back on hold, and we'll bring the next caller on. And the 646 has been waiting quite a while. Are you there, 646?
I'm here.
Hello. What's your name?
Helena.
Helena. Hi, Helena.
Hello.
Hi, Helena.
Hi. Thank you. I have a question, please, and I'm wondering what the angels have to say. I'm pretty connected to Mother Earth. I work for her, and I'm doing this interview show on community cable, called First Mom TV, and I want to know about getting some divine assistance, you know, financially, to make it happen more easily, to get the hardware, software, and people to work with me, and just financial numeration, and to let it grow. Oh, I'm sorry, maybe I should go back in my apartment. There's fire or something, I believe, sir. Just to have it work and to be paid for it at some point. It's not about the money, it's about the passion, but we're living in this physical world.
Right. Okay, so you're working with Mother Earth and you have this, like an environmental show, you were saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and so you want to have, you want to manifest abundance, like a financial help with the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all around abundance with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to laugh because the card I just pulled for you that I was going to pull is the fairies.
I love the fairies. I love them.
Yeah. Well, the fairies.
I want to see them. I don't, but I love them.
Well, the fairies, it's because you have such a strong bond with the fairies and your life purpose involves helping Mother Nature, which is what you're doing. See, the fairies are the ones that can help you manifest abundance.
What do I need
to? So you want to know what to do to see your fairies or to have fairies around you?
Well, both, and to manifest the abundance. When I had a car, I don't now, I would put candy out in the streets of New York City to get parking spaces, or I'd thank them. I'd ask them for a space. When I got the space, I put the candy out.
Right, and that's this is going to be a really funny question, but did you leave the candy wrapped?
I did.
Okay. That's what I'm getting is that you have to unwrap the candy. They don't like wrapped candy.
Oh, okay. And sometimes it was unwrapped, but yeah, when it was wrapped, I left it wrapped. Thank you.
They want it unwrapped, and they like chocolate. I'm just getting that for you.
Awesome.
And now, do you have any garden around you?
I do. I live in an apartment, but there's grass around me. I just worry about dogs eating chocolate because it's bad for them. I don't want to hurt any animals.
You could actually leave it up on your windowsill because, you know, fairies can come and go as they please.
And also,
they like crystals. So you could even leave, if you didn't want to leave chocolate around, you could also put out even sparkly beads. You could go to the craft store and you know, they have those beautiful iridescent, bright-colored beads. You could put those around on your windows, and then the fairies will start showing themselves to you, and you'll start being able to manifest what you are wanting. They're shy, and they didn't like that wrapped candy.
Well, I'm sorry, fairies. And should I put the crystals outside of my window, on the outside of my apartment, or can it be from the inside out?
You can put them either way, cuz you want to put them in the window cuz then they sparkle, because they can come in your home. You just want to attract their attention with that sparkle. And if you do put any outside, see, then they know that they can take those.
Oh, okay.
And they love those gifts. They love sparkly things, and as well as chocolate.
Well.
I think everybody likes chocolate.
So they'll help me get the abundance, you know, manifest it,
those fairies are all about manifesting abundance. And so being that you work with Mother Gaia, the fairies are right there, the elementals. So, and they want to see you manifest. They just have to have the right gifts so they can give you gifts of what you want to manifest. And if you see trash laying around, when you pick that up and put it in the trash can, they like that too.
I do pretty often. Not 100%
of the time,
but I try to be on top of that when I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, unless the angels have anything else to tell me about this. I'd love for it to go to national TV, or if that were possible.
Yeah, they say that you will, and that, they're telling me that that for you to be, okay, to see yourself successful. And that's what they want, to see yourself successful, and those fairies are going to help you manifest and also connect you. Do you go to any spiritual groups?
Not really. I worked for a spiritual center, and that was an abomination.
Oh, really?
I'm sort of connected to some. I've been in and out. Now I'm sort of not.
Okay, because they want you to kind of get more back involved with other people that are spiritual, because I think there is a group around you, like a circle, spiritual people or a spiritual church, and there are people there that may help you with what you're doing, so you'll get other people to help you with that show.
Okay, well, you know, it's interesting. A former colleague has a spiritual group that meets monthly. And I've never wanted to go. I have mixed emotions about the person. It's kind of love, but then I'd like keeping a little distance. And I just have the sense to go this coming Friday. So perhaps, is that the one that maybe, does that resonate?
That resonates. I'm getting goosebumps. Yeah, I think there's somebody that you're going to meet that's there that's going to open some doors for you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So get along there.
Yeah.
Thanks, lovelies. Thank you so much. I'm so
glad. Oh, you're welcome.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Also, we might see you on telly yet, Helena.
I would love to.
Okay, then. So thank you so much. I'll put you back on mute. And thank you very much for your call, because we're going to have to bring on area code 856. They've been waiting for quite a while. So who's on area code 856? What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Laura.
Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hiya. How are you?
Thanks for taking the call. I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
I'm good.
Okay, do you have a question for Mary?
I do. Do you see any big changes coming up for me regarding a job change or perhaps a move?
Yeah, in fact, I went, before you even said about a job, I was hearing in my head, career. Are you currently putting out resumes for a different type of career?
Yes, I am putting out resumes, and one of the jobs, it's in alignment with what I do for a living, but it's so much more, too, than what I'm used to doing, so I expanded by applying
uh-huh.
this job, but it's still in alignment with what I know.
Okay.
I know, but it's more, too.
Are you concerned or have a little bit of fear that this job it will be more demanding than your current one?
No. In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
I'm pretty bored right now, and I can do the job. I know I can.
So you want something more challenging?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm understanding, let's see, what I'm getting right now is that Archangel Zadkiel, he is one for asking for like career changes. Jobs, not necessarily finding, because it looks like this is the job you want. So I'm getting from Archangel Zadkiel that what he wants you to do is envision yourself sitting in that chair at that desk in that company doing the job that you desire. And let's see, now this is in a different city, this company.
Yeah.
So are you willing to move?
Well, I would relocate. I want to.
Okay.
But I wouldn't necessarily need to because it's not that far of a drive.
So you could commute.
Yeah, I can commute until I'm ready to make the move.
Okay. So you have all these positives of you desire the job, you're willing to do the commute. So what Archangel Zadkiel, as your guide right now, is saying to work with him to envision everything that you desire, as is, because I'm hearing it's already yours.
Oh, wow. Okay. That would be great.
Is that making sense? Did you send out the resume already?
I did. I haven't heard from them yet, though.
How long has it been since you sent your resume?
About a week.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, with Labor Day, let's see, sometimes that it postpones things a couple of days. So I'm hearing that you will hear from them probably by the end of the week.
Okay, great.
And to not be discouraged.
Okay.
Keep seeing yourself working there and even driving to that company, because what you're doing is you're throwing out. Yeah.
I drove there on Saturday to go look at it.
Oh, good. Okay. See, it's like you're already working with Archangel Zadkiel. Okay.
Okay, good.
And good luck to you. And let me know. Send me an email or something, because I'm really curious. I find it as being a really neat job.
Oh, thank you. I'm hoping that I get this. I really need it. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Good luck to you. And
thanks a lot for your call, Laura.
Have a good day.
Okay, then. Great to hear from you. And as Mary said, you can always call us back when Mary's on again. Let us know how you went on. And I'll put you back on hold, and we're going to bring area code 847 on right now. And you're live on air with Mary. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Naomi. I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Naomi. Oh, you've been in the chat room waiting to get on here, haven't you?
Hey, Naomi. I can't even say it. Naomi. There we go.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Naomi. Naomi or
no,
Naomi?
Naomi.
Water.
I was sipping my water.
All right.
Excuse me. I was sipping my water. Pardon me. Okay.
Lovely name.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've got a tough situation right now. First of all, I want to thank you because a lot of the things that you've said have applied to me as well. So I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
The things you're offering to people, and I think there's messages for more than just one person when you're speaking. So that's really
helpful. Definitely they are. If you can take anything that any of our angel communicators say, then it's meant for you as well.
Okay, I'll leave
you to your message.
Ask Mary, not about necessarily pulling cards, but I would like to know which angel wants to work with me right now, because I'm in a tough situation and I'm trying to stay strong, and there are moments where I feel really good even though it's a tough time on how strong I feel, but there's sometimes I falter, and I want to continue to have God's will be my will and be strong through the tough spot. So is there any advice that the angels want to share with me?
Well, I know that their Archangel Chamuel has been working with you, but you ask about a new archangel too. Well, Archangel Sandalphon has always been with you too. He's a very soft-spoken angel, but very powerful in his creativity. He helps artists, musicians. He works well with bringing the creative side and the joy in your life. Archangel Chamuel is the love angel, and if you take it to the next level with Archangel Sandalphon, with the two of them together, they're helping you to bring that love for yourself and love into your life, but also finding that joy. Is that making sense to you, Naomi?
Yeah, it is, Marianne. I appreciate that. Can I ask one more question before I let you?
Sure.
Am I an empath?
Yes, I would say you are, because you do sense, you do have a strong sense of energies, of especially with certain people. And it's really funny because I had my hand on this card of when you asked about being an empath, and the card that was under my hand was the solar plexus chakra. And what Archangel Michael is telling you is that it is safe for you to be powerful and take charge of your life in positive ways. So being that the solar plexus is your energy center, and that's as an empath, many times of people that are extremely negative and controlling, it gets you right there in your gut, doesn't it?
You're saying that I'm negative and controlling, or you think somebody else is negative?
No, somebody else is negative, not you.
Okay, so I am sensitive to people being unkind or shit, things in any kind of way. So that was, I've been very cognizant and aware of that sort of thing.
No, we have a very bad connection there. I don't know what's going on.
Pardon me, Naomi.
Hello?
Okay. There. Can you hear me again?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry, my phone beeped, and it was time to switch phones. Excuse me. You want to repeat that question? I'm so sorry.
I was just responding to your comment about other people's negative energy. I've always been sensitive to people being either unkind to me or what I perceive as unkind to me, or unkind to others, because I'm sensitive to other people being in an unkind situation. So
right, because you have empathy for those that are also hurt by other people's insensitivity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects your heart and also your solar plexus. So a lot of people that have, are empathic, it does affect their heart, and it also does affect their solar plexus. So Archangel Michael is working with you in taking back the control of your life and also shielding you from insensitive and negative people and situations.
Oh, that's awesome. That's still really good. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Mary.
That was a lovely message.
Thank you, Naomi.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, thanks so much for your call, Naomi. And we don't have that much time, so we are going to bring the next caller on. And I think the name is Joe. Hello, you're live on air with Mary. Is it Joe? Hello? Hello, Joe? Maybe they're just listening, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
Joe's Graphics. Are you there? Well, I'll just put them back on mute because maybe they're just listening. But we do have area code 360. Hello, area code 360. You're live on air with Mary.
Hi, my name's Laura.
Hiya. Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Yes, say.
Hi.
Hiya.
Yeah.
That's my daughter's name.
What can I do for you, Laurie?
Well, I'm all stressed out. I went to the bank today and I discovered that it said that I only had $88 in my account, and that's like I had over $300 in there, and I'm wondering, you know, if I got robbed or, you know.
Is there, let's see, did you call the bank or did you go inside the bank and talk to
I
them about it?
I can't because it's Monday.
Oh, right. Of course, it's Labor Day. Excuse me. Pardon me. Okay. This recently happened to a friend of mine and also myself. Apparently, B of A did get hacked into, and so checking accounts were compromised. Is it through B of A?
Pardon?
Is your bank B of A, Bank of America?
No, it's a credit union.
Oh, okay. Because some banks were compromised, and I know this happened to other people this past week. So tomorrow, let's see, calling your bank would be the best idea. And I'm asking Archangel Chamuel to be with you at this time, because I know this is it's very upsetting when this happens to anybody. And I'm so sorry this happened to you. I'm asking all of us here to surround you in air hugs and give you lots and lots of love and strength.
Yes, definitely.
Last week, there was an unauthorized charge to my account, and the credit union reversed it and put the money back in my account, and then my balance was, you know, back to the, like, $300-some dollars, and then today I went to a sale, and and they blocked my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, you know, will they, if there's a problem, will they do that again? Or I'm not going to lose my money, am I?
No, they'll, I would imagine that since they had to put the block on and the money came out anyway, that they will put the money back in for you. I thought that's what credit unions do.
Yeah. All right, I'm so worried.
Okay.
And then
take a deep breath, sweetie. Just take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. We're all here for you, okay?
Yeah.
And get on to the fraud squad. You will have a fraud squad at your bank.
We do.
Yeah. A fraud squad.
Yeah.
Contact the fraud squad.
The credit bank, I understand, really has a really good fraudulent department and security. So take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay. I'm getting that from the angels.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel so panicked. And
I know.
I'm in the process of probably going to be moving soon. Okay.
Okay.
I got a bad landlord right now, and I have like $1,000 deposit on this place. And, you know, I mean, I moved in here, and it was just filthy. It was, you know, run down and filthy, and they don't want to do any maintenance. And so, you know, and I had to put $1,000 deposit on this place, but I didn't have much time to look, and so I took this place, and now they're going to let me out of my lease early, but they won't They tell me that they'll give me my deposit back at 14 days after I move out, but I'm still rather worried because they're so...
I know. You have a lot going on right now. And so what I'm getting right now, I did pull a card from being guided by an angel, Archangel Michael. What he's saying for you to do right now is clear yourself, asking this angel, Archangel Michael, to release any toxic energies that you have absorbed. Okay, so what I'm asking Archangel Michael to do right now, and all of us can join in doing this for you, is cutting any cords and releasing any toxins and any negative energy that are around you right at this time. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to do this right now, and I'm asking Archangel Raphael to totally surround you in this loving green healing energy, and Archangel Chamuel to just surround you in loving pink energy so that this will bring you some peace. And what they want you to do is take one step at a time, because I know there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
So just take a deep breath, sweetie. And it's going to be okay. Just asking these archangels to help you.
Yeah.
Do you feel any more relief to you, like your throat, your heart, and your solar plexus area? Because I felt that you were being squeezed.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of relief.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So calling the bank tomorrow, or calling the credit place tomorrow, and they will, I mean, they really do have a good fraudulent department, so they will make good on that. And as far as your manager in the apartment, I'm getting from the angels that they will guide you for you to speak to him, and they'll give you strength.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I have to try to find a place that'll accept my cats, and then a place that'll be, you know, safe for the cats, and it's really hard.
Where are you living? I mean, where's your city?
Washington State. I'm living way out in the county right now, 30 miles from town, and it's really...
Okay.
I mean, it's
so I'm getting that there are places in the city that will take cats. Are these like grown cats or kittens?
Grown cats.
Grown cats, okay. And they're indoor cats?
Oh, they like to be outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I take them in at night.
Okay. Now, are there any groups that you belong to, like any spiritual groups or women's groups? Not
right now.
Because I was getting from the angels, too, that would also benefit you in meeting people.
Yeah.
Because there
I'd
is
like
help
to...
out there, and that there might be a room in a house for you.
I'm on Section 8. They don't allow me to have roommates.
Oh, okay. Section 8. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have been having a rough time, haven't you, Lori?
Yes. Today was just the pinnacle when I saw that account balance, $88. And
yeah.
Also, the balance on my savings account was like $100 less than it's supposed to be.
Oh, you need to change all your passwords, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a good idea for all of us, Jan, to change all of our passwords. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's see. I was just getting this other message here for you. Did you, let's see, do you have a grandmother that had passed on within the last year?
They've been passed on for a long time now.
Was there anybody that was close to you and a family relative that had passed on within this last year?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Sorry, I was getting that there was, but it could be a message for somebody else. I apologize. But working with Archangel Michael, because also you're very empathic. Many of us are, you know, that energy and all that really is, there is a lot of negative energy around you, not that you caused, but that others have. And I know this is bringing a lot of fear on you. So asking Archangel Michael to clear you, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Chamuel to surround you in their loving healing, that'll help you with, give you strength so that these issues that have come up right now that you can handle, they will help you handle them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. And I'm sorry that you had such a bad day. We send you lots of love.
Well, thank you very much. I think I feel some relief. I was really freaked out for a while.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you just know you're not alone.
You're not alone, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks so much for your call, Laurie. Next time Mary's on, ring us back and let us know you went on, won't you?
I will.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
I'll put you back on mute. Thank you so much for your call. And the very best of luck to Laurie, because it's horrible to have to go through something like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I'm just going to try Joe once more to see if Joe wants to speak to us.
Hi, girl.
Hello, Joe.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi, Joe.
We have to make this a very quick call because we've got 8 minutes left.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I took this job in the airlines, and I'm wondering if this is the right path, or should I be looking back towards finding a job in Indianapolis again?
What is your heart telling you?
Well, that's why I'm asking you, because I go back and forth.
You're going back and forth? Okay. Because what I'm going to ask you is, what gives you what job of these two jobs gave you the passion and joy that you desire? Your new job or the one you had?
I don't know.
You don't know? Because you just, okay, because the reason why I ask is when you have that passion, then you immediately know where you want to be. So maybe this job right now with the airlines is a stopping point for you and also a learning. Because maybe with doing, because you just got this recently, like within the last week or two?
Couple months.
Oh, so you've been there a couple of months. Okay. I mean, are you happy there?
No.
Or it's driving you nuts?
But I keep being reassured that it's supposed to get better. I'm just wondering do I need to give it more of a try or what?
I'm getting from the angels and the guides that to give it another month or two and just see, because I think that is there a little bit of chaos going on right now in restructuring?
No, the chaos is the schedule, and I don't like the chaos, but I don't have any other job right now, so I'm sticking with it, but I get mixed messages of people saying go back and just look for another job or stay with this one, and I just don't know.
Okay. I can understand your confusion. I don't want to tell you to quit and go back or continue or whatever, because that isn't my place to say, but I am getting from your angels and guides that you have a learning to do yet. You're there to learn something, and I don't know if it's learning to get along with others or your schedule. That's just what I'm hearing right now. Is that making sense to you?
Yeah. So then stick with it, huh? What? Do you see a time period of? Do I go back to Indiana or do I stay in Chicago?
Well, you're in Chicago right now with this job. What I'm feeling and what I'm understanding is that this job, if you stay at this job, it could possibly lead you into something better, or not better, a more meatier job there in Chicago.
But what if I go home to Indiana?
Then if you go home to Indiana, then you'll be, you know, looking for a job there. So in other words, it's like you have choices right now, but only you can make those choices. If you stay where you are now in this new job, and work with it and work with the people, it could land you into a more permanent job, doing something a little bit different in the airlines. But if you choose to go back to Indiana and try to get your old job back, there's that possibility too. Am I making any sense here to you? See, it's all up to you. You're the one that has to make that choice, because you're the one that has the free will. You have options. Like if you continue where you are now, it can lead into a different type of job that would be very enjoyable. But then it's not going to happen tonight. It's like it'll happen down the road, because what you're doing is you're in the process of learning this job and working with people and this crazy schedule and the chaos. If you decide tomorrow to go back to Indiana and try to get your old job back, that's an option too. But it's totally up to you. The angels are saying that is your decision to make.
Okay, Lori.
Well, thank you very much.
Sorry,
thank
we're going to have to go.
And good luck to you.
Yeah, very much luck to you, Lori. And thank you so much for your call. Okay, then, and we're going to say goodbye and bless. Thank you so much for being with us, Mary.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody.
Me too. And next week we have Dr. Paul Hader. He's going to be speaking about blockages in life. And we want to thank everybody in the chat room. Some people were too afraid to call in, too afraid to speak, but we've been fed and we're nearly human and we don't bite. And so thank you very much for being in the chat room. But next time we bring you online, please speak. Don't be shy. Okay, then, so we're going to say goodbye, God bless, and finish off with the song that you requested, Mary, and it's The Love Shack. So thank you very much, everybody. We love you. I think I may just give you all a big cosmic kiss before we go. Here we go. So thank you,
Jan.
Goodbye. We love you. Thank you, Mary. And here we go.
Thank you.
The Love Shack. Yeah, we love you. Bye. Come back soon, Mary.
Thank you, Jan. I will. Thank you.
Have a good day. Great show. You still there, Mary?